This is Jess and Ducko.
You know when you just feel like a barbecue chook for dinner?
Oh, yeah.
So you go to your local supermarket, but lo and behold, everyone else felt like a barbecue chook for dinner.
Oh, don't. When there's no chickens
and
left.
And what do you have to resort to? Salmon in a bag or something?
I wait. Sometimes I wait. I mean, how long are they going to be? Another half an hour? I'm like, I'll wait.
I'll do laps at the supermarket. Yeah. Well, on the High Scrollers podcast, good friend of the show, Brittany Saunders, her podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She revealed a hack. And my God, Ducko, we need to unpack this.
Apparently, if you go to Coles or Woolies or wherever and they're out of stock, you can just go up to the deli and say, hey, you have no barbecue chickens, and they'll print you out a little voucher for you to get a free one.
No, I've done that.
Okay.
I have done that.
Now, I've gone through the comments. Where did you do that?
I've done that at Woolworths.
Coles.
I've also done that at IGA.
Coles. Only. So in the comments, Coles employees are flooding to the comments. Rach, a former employee, says, yes, this is a thing. We used to call them chicken tickets. So there's colloquial nicknames within amongst the staff. Now, someone else has said the time frames might be different store to store. Casey has said at her local, she hasn't revealed her local, if sold out before 8 p.m., valid for 7 days, you get a voucher for a free chook next time.
Are you serious?
Emily has commented, I just went to 3 Coles. They were all out of chickens. I ended up at Red Rooster. I could have been rolling in chook if I had known this. Fox in the Wild has commented.
Yeah.
She says, you can always get a chicken for free if you just put it down your pants.
Of course. Now, we know that hack.
We know this is problematic. Amber Lee, one of our own supermarket friends, shared this information about people pinching chooks.
Can you imagine their balls? It'd just be so hot. Like, just running around the supermarket with warm balls.
And we did actually, we met a hit member.
Yes.
we need a name for our listeners.
We do.
A stand-up paddleboarder.
We're working on it.
A legend.
That's right. And he worked at Woolies,
didn't he?
He
said he always sees people walk out with hot chicks in their
pants. And we said, what do you do about that? Hot chicks. We said, what do you do about that, bro? He goes, mate, if they're going that far, I don't care.
What
do
you
do? I'm not intervening. I'm not getting it out of their pants, am I? So what am I going to do?
This is blowing my mind.
Absolutely.
Because I don't frequent Coles. I frequent Woolies.
Well, and this is the issue.
So now I think I might change. This has honestly changed the game for me.
Honestly, sometimes you're right. It's all proximity to your home, isn't it? Maybe if Aldi is doing good special buys, I will make the journey to the Aldi that is a little bit far away from my house, but that's okay. But Coles, I think, has changed the game. And Brittany with the podcast, if they're out... Don't worry. Yes, all right, you'll have to pivot for that night's meal. But the next night, or for at least the next week, you got a free chook under your belt.
But is it out? Okay, is it out like they're, you know, they cook them and then sometimes they'll run out and there's half an hour waiting? Or is it like we are sold out?
If anyone who works at Coles, can you call 131060?
Or have you done this? Because is it?
Have you done it? Because that's a great question.
Because if they're sold out, that's one thing. Okay, I get it. It's not as good. But if it's like, oh, we're just out for this half an hour rotation and it's inconvenience you, here's a free voucher. Because that's what I thought it was.
Now, a lot of people are saying sold out, which to me means there aren't more in
the
rotisserie.
I see.
But this person's saying sold out before 8 p.m. That's relatively early, I think.
Yeah, I think
so. You can't be sold out before 8 p.m.
They wrap the birds up.
I need reparations.
Yeah.
I need a free chook. So anyway, if you have any more information,
please call us.
Please call. We'd like to get to the bottom of it because, look, I'm happy just with that as a headline.
Well, just mean, you know what it means now? It means people are going to camp out at Coles at like 7:30 p.m. and just wait.
And just watch.
And then just watch and be like, hey, I wanted a chicken.
Then I get a free, I'll have my salmon in a bag tonight.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
it means I can get my free chook tomorrow. Maybe we shouldn't have revealed it to the masses.
Yeah, 131060, do you do it? Have you done it? Does it mean like that little half hour window where they don't have any sometimes?
Yes.
Or is it like completely sold out?
Yes. And is it meant to be a secret?
Give us a call. I'll get you on next.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
131060, if you can give us any insight to this.
Apparently, if you go to Coles or Woolies or wherever and they're out of stock, you can just go up to the deli and say, hey, you have no barbecue chickens, and they'll print you out a little voucher for you to get a free one.
She did say Woolies. She said Coles or Woolies.
Yeah, so they were a bit unsure.
Okay.
In the comments,
they
a lot of people
Coles.
Are saying Coles.
Okay.
One former employee, Rach. We used to call them chicken tickets. It's a thing. So that is Brittany Saunders and Matt Hay on their podcast, High Scrollers. So we want to get to the bottom of it. Donna has called through on 131060. Donna, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sexy Donna. I love the name Donna. Talk to us.
Sexy D, baby.
What do you know about getting a free chook?
Well, it only happened that I was getting a chicken and I noticed they've got a sticker on the glass window that says that what you're saying. If okay. we don't have any chickens, you get a free one.
Is this at Coles?
At Coles, yes.
At Coles. Okay, I've never noticed
and so
that
then
sticker.
The week later, I was there and no chickens. And so I did the how long till chickens are out, and they said half an hour. I went, oh, and so I went and got my stuff, and it took me like 5 minutes.
Yep.
And so then I just went back and I said, "How? What about the sign that says, and yeah, they said, oh, yeah, we'll print you out a ticket.
Oh, Simple wait a minute. So even though they were cooking, Donna, they went, yeah, have a little voucher.
Yep. So but, but I think the secret is you've got to ask.
You can't just ask.
And that's the thing. Like was the sticker tiny, Donna? Like, did you have to, like, get in real close to read it? They're not really advertising it.
It's a pretty good size ticket.
Oh, it's a good, size ticket.
Well, but I noticed last week when I was up there, the sticker's gone.
Oh, hang on.
So
is it meant to be a bit under the table?
Get to your Coles today, people. Just check it out.
Just ask.
That's good, though, Donna, that you've said that, because I was worried it was only an end-of-day thing. So closing. No. Okay, that's fantastic.
That's so good.
Thank you for the insight, Donna. Appreciate you.
Yeah, sexy Donna. Sarah, 131060, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, thanks. What do you know about getting a free chook?
Yeah, so similar to Donna, I was just at a Coles, and they didn't have any in the hot section.
Mm-hmm.
So went and inquired how long. I'm not sure how long you have to wait necessarily, but mine was over an hour, and my toddler was not having any of that.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure at the same time they had like a sign thing above where you get the chickens to say that if there's none there, see the deli and they'll give you a voucher.
So did you get a voucher?
Yeah, I did. I did. I say I had to ask.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a voucher, but I'm pretty sure it only had like a 7-day validity on it.
Yes.
You had to go back within a week.
That's what people are saying.
You're heading back to the grocery store in a week.
If I can't get a chicken on a Wednesday, I'll give you the hot tip. I'm still going to have a hankering on a Thursday.
And a Friday.
100%.
Yeah. That's fantastic. That's two from two there.
Mate, and I love it. They're not going to obviously just station one of the employees to stand at the little tower being like,
free
here's
chicken,
a voucher, here's
sir.
A voucher.
Free chicken.
Free chicken. Come back tomorrow.
Come back.
But if you just ask... You'll get a voucher.
Why are you always working? I don't know. We go to Troy, though. Troy, you haven't done this, but you have an idea for this.
Yes, I do.
Talk to me, Troy.
Hit us.
So why not just load up a trolley, put it in the freezer section and go back for a free chook?
Oh, Troy, hang on. So you mean get rid of all the chickens in the trolley, put them
get
in
rid
somewhere,
of all the chooks.
And then go back and say, you've got no chickens.
But Troy, if I feel like a chicken, why wouldn't I just take one of the hot chickens that are available? Why would I then wait for tomorrow?
No, because you can get one for free.
No, you get the voucher and then you just go and get one of your chooks out of the trolley.
Now, Troy, I'm all about these hacks. I don't mind this. But what if the people from Woolies see you loading up 45 chickens in a trolley and putting it next to the Armour Cane pizza? What if they see that?
You'd probably do it when there's only 5 or 10 left in there.
Oh, I see.
Don't be an idiot, Ducko.
That's on me, Troy. That's on me. You pass me the ball and I dropped it. That's on me.
Yeah. Okay. Go with a carload of mates. Yeah. You go with five. There's five chooks there. You put them in the trolley, put them in the freezer section, have one of your mates stay there. You just do the rotation. Each get a free chook and then you walk out.
The extent we're going to now for $10 worth free, but I love it. And I'm going to find my boys.
That's 50.
Boys, what are you up
chicken
to?
Chicken run.
We're doing a chicken run, boys. What are you up to today? We're doing the full chicken run.
We're doing a chicken run so we can all get free chooks and a hot chook that I am assuming we pay for. Troy.
Look, Troy.
In recent days, Ducko, I feel like this program has become
encouraging
just
stealing.
Encouraging a lot of theft. Melanie, finally, we have an employee at Coles. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Can you talk to us about this free chook situation? Is this true?
It is true, but it's not all day.
Okay. So what sort of time period can we come and claim that voucher?
So I don't work in Delhi, so I don't know the actual time.
Okay.
But we do have a time frame that you, if we don't have it at that time, then you are entitled to a free chicken.
Oh, so it's not like I can roll in at 6 a.m. being like, there's none
no
out.
No chickens here.
There's a time period.
And what about that plan, Mel, that Troy, other call was just on saying, you know, would that work at all, the chicken run?
If if he waited till there was no chickens and it was a time period, then yes, it would.
Mel's not against
She's
it.
She's not against it. This is a Coles employee.
Melody, whatever, thank you mate, for the insight.
It is open slather with the chickens, baby.
This is unreal. The key takeout,
yes.
You've got to ask.
Yes.
Don't just leave and go find another Coles or go get fast food chicken.
And you need five mates.
And you need
one
five
to stay
mates.
With the chickens four and four chickens. To take the chickens away.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. The McNugget Buddies are back at Macca's. Get yours in the limited edition Kerwin Frostbox.